Police warn of escalation of force as Wisconsin protests continue. By Lana Shadwick on October 10, 2020. Protests continue in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, leading to multiple arrests. The police department warns they are seeing the force escalate. This is the fourth night of protests after Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm declined to pursue charges against the police officer who shot and killed 17-year-old Alvin Cole. Wauwatosa police said they had been monitoring a group of demonstrators, but at about 7 p.m., protesters used vehicles to block all the lanes of W North Avenue at Wauwatosa Avenue. Law enforcement closed the streets and redirected traffic. Around 7:40 p.m., demonstrators at City Hall were warned that they had been declared an unlawful assembly. Protesters were in violation of the 7 p.m. curfew. The Wauwatosa Police Department tweeted on Saturday afternoon, "Over the past three nights, we have seen an escalation in force by the protesters. Night 1, 10/7. Throwing rocks, bricks, and bottles at law enforcement officers. Broke windows at businesses and threw bricks into windows of homes. Looting stores in Milwaukee. Using all lanes of traffic, blocking intersections, and speeds in excess of 80 miles per hour." Wauwatosa Police, Y, at Wauwatosa PD, October 10, 2020. Night 2, 10/8. Pointing a gun at a law enforcement officer. Trapped civilian, non-protesters, in their vehicles and had to be rescued by law enforcement. Attempted looting of business in Milwaukee. Multiple instances of reckless driving and blocking all lanes of traffic. Wauwatosa Police, Y, at Wauwatosa PD, October 10, 2020. Night 3, 10/9. Protesters have Molotov cocktails and other fire-starting supplies. Guns spotted in the protest crowd. Throwing rocks and bottles at law enforcement officers. Broke windows at a business. Reckless driving, blocking intersections. Wauwatosa Police, Y, at Wauwatosa PD, October 10, 2020. The Wauwatosa Police Department said that people were asking questions about their responses over the last three nights. For example, why are we concerned about bottles being thrown at us? People are asking us valid questions about our police responses over the last three nights. For example, why are we concerned about bottles being thrown at us? pic.twitter.com/cup.lg8s. Wauwatosa Police, Y, at Wauwatosa PD, October 10, 2020. They explained, these materials, bottles with flammable fluids, toilet paper, and lighter fluid, can be used to start fires. This is also known as a Molotov cocktail. Breitbart Texas reported that Milwaukee County District Attorney John T. Chisholm said on Wednesday, "I do not believe that the state could disprove self-defense or defense of others in this case and therefore could not meet the burden required to charge Officer Mensa." Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart News. She is a trial lawyer who previously served as a prosecutor and family court associate judge in Texas. You can reach Shadwick at lana@lanashadwick.com. Editor's note, this article originally stated that a grand jury declined to indict Officer Mensa. It has been corrected to show the local district attorney declined to pursue charges in the matter of the shooting of Alvin Cole.